Not gonna do that.
Audio on. Hello and welcome everybody to the Tomb of Annihilation game that we play. It's a stream that we do and it's also D&D. Yeah, if you've not played D&D, this won't be any good at all.
Fuck off.
Way too inclusive.
I'm sorry. If you've not played before, start on episode zero. There you go. I have to say thank you to Astral Virtual Tabletop for sponsoring us. I've not worked it out yet, but I will do soon. They've given us amazing access to their software, which I'm really looking forward to mastering. But I'm technologically illiterate, so I'll get there. I actually did make a map, and it did look good, but I just need to fix the tokeny bit. Anyway. Tomb of Annihilation. We're here. It's Port Nainzaru. It's Chult. There's dinosaurs everywhere. We're going to go round, and apart from Oliver... Oh, yeah, I should do that as well. This week, we've got a guest star. It's Oliver Clegg of DM's Guild fame and Many Dreadfuls fame. Oliver has killed only one of my characters so far, but, like, five others of everyone else. So it's okay. Oliver's joining us today because Liz and Kat cannot be here because they are very busy preparing to play Dungeons & Dragons in a castle. We just play in our homes because we don't have fantasy. Yeah, lucky people.
Fine.
Yeah, Sam has got a castle in his room. Well, is it a castle?
Hey!
It's more like a fort.
It's an unoccupied royal palace.
Palace, that's pretty close. I'd play D&D in a palace.
Very specific.
So, yeah, we'll probably start now. welcome. Welcome to Port Nainzaru. We have Dan, who is playing...
I am William P. Cockshire, who is... I've forgotten the voice already, but it's Wilhelm P. Cockshire, rock-known barbarian who's a bit of a scholar.
Certainly is. Sam Parry, who are you playing? Awesome. Yeah, he will be one day. I mean, he won the dinosaur race, so step one on the journey is complete. We also have Tom Wilkins playing
Malak Greystag, the divine soul sorcerer.
Twin brother of Balmar.
If there ever was one.
They're both angelically gorgeous, cherubic, and nice for the eyeballs. Oliver Clegg's character
literally
will...
Literally looks like
you. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what you're going to do.
Ollie's character will appear later on. It'll be okay. Very soon, really, to be honest. We start in the city of Port Nainzaru. Last you guys knew, the Tomb Gang, as you've been christened, last you knew is Pigeon... Your little tiefling halfling friend made a sort of a bit of a suspicious deal with a bookie in this tavern. And they have run along to do their deed. But having been gone for quite some time, Song, your tabaxi guide, went to go and see what was wrong. And neither of them have yet returned. Given that the three of you have no idea how to get around this city, it's very unlikely you're going to be able to find them. So you've elected just to stick to the plan and meet them tomorrow at the Merchant Prince's Villa of Wakanga Otamu, who is one of the Merchant Princes who rules over Port Nainzaru. You're meeting him and Syndra Sylvain. They get on very well, and she's arranged this meeting so that she can give you the full kind of briefing of while you're here, let's get on with the show kind of a thing. So, unless anyone has anything they'd like to fix up before the night ends, we shall fast forward through time.
I'll beat you in a... I'll beat one of the twins in arm wrestle. And that's all that matters.
All right, yeah.
I own...
The gnome is deceptively strong, but not a particularly adept dinosaur racer. excuse me. Sorry. I've got a mute button for that. I should have used it. Okay, so the next morning is bright and clear, if a little rainy. The rains in Port Nyanzaru are almost non-stop, but they vary from a light sprinkling shower to an absolute deluge from the bowels of the jungle. You guys have been given instructions to get to Wakanga's villa. It's not very far from here, but it is a short walk. And when you arrive at the beautifully painted villa, he is already at the door to greet you. And he says, "Come in, adventurers!"
Yeah. Are you expecting us or something?
Of course I'm expecting you. It's me. It's Wakangai Tamu.
I just walk past him.
Okay, let's go.
As you sort of stroll past him, he looks a little offended that you would just sort of stroll into his house. What with him being kind of the one of the leading class of this city. But he sort of walks behind you and then quickly scuttles to the front again and says, "Welcome to my villa. Do you love it?"
Oh, it's amazing. Look at it. Elegant.
So looking around, you can see it's covered with kind of geometric, brightly coloured carpets. There are cross swords on all of the walls. And every now and then you think out the corner of your eye, you see something just move slightly. Sometimes it's a book. Sometimes it's the corner of a rug or something like that. But the whole place has a strange quality to it that you can't quite pin down.
Is there any kind of, like, you said there were swords and stuff. Mm. Is there anything that kind of, like, Chultern history that I might recognise?
Do you want to make me a history check once you've stopped freezing? Why does Dan do this? Let's all just copy his pose. All right, that'll do.
Sort of 15.
Nice. Okay. You notice a couple of books that you think might be of interest, but there are no, there's nothing on display, no artifacts or anything like that on display that kind of pique your interest necessarily. But he has got a wealth of old bookshelves that, you know,
there's pretty much. I just kind of look at him and I point some of the swords and I'm like, "Ah, you should just swing by my museum sometimes. It would put this place to shame."
Where's your museum?
Back in the Baldur's Gate.
Oh, right. That's very interesting. What sort of stuff have you got in there?
Plenty of places. When I was young, I used to be quite the adventurer, and I grew an interest in Chultern.
What? You used to be an adventurer. You're an adventurer right now.
Well, I've returned to it, young man.
In our youth, I'm sure we all did things we regret. Anyway, let's go through and speak to Syndra. She'll be able to tell you what we're doing here today. It's very exciting. So he escorts you through his villa, up a small flight of stairs, around a sort of gallery, and into a chamber of sorts where you're meeting. There's a large central table, not unlike that which you all sat around in Candlekeep. And seated in her silver mask, long flowing gown, and long gloves is Syndra, who you instantly recognise. And also sat... Sorry?
You not have another outfit?
She goes for the one outfit.
We look on like kind of disgusted.
You get the impression that it might be a slightly different shade of silver, but for the most, she's definitely only got the one pair of gloves. That is for sure. Oh, shit. They've got sans everywhere.
Green silver gloves.
All right. "Greetings, adventurers. I'm glad you're here once again."
"How's it going?"
"As well as can be expected for somebody who's withering away."
"God. Still all gloom, then."
"Yes, it's very awful. May I introduce to you my esteemed companion?" And she points to the chair next to her, where Oliver Clegg's character is. What do you look like, Oliver Clegg's character, and what is your name?
So, Jabshank's murder stag is maybe the 2 or 3 feet tall, and he's a goblin. So, his face is green and kind of squashed like a vegetable has been pressed down, and some googly eyes been put on it, a lot of teeth. And he's kind of peering over the edge of the seat, you know, clambering into it as if it's in front of a vehicle. He's holding a big crayon in one hand, which is half used if he's been doing something with it. Kind of looks up at her and then begins to slowly eat it.
He likes to eat these things.
Okay. Kind of
and
I'm like, are you a goblin, sir?
And this eye is really wide, looking at it. I'm Jabins.
I can
they're
see
like the
no,
same height.
No. That's quite all right. Do you like eating things?
Oh, do you have food?
I kind of reach into my pouch and I kind of pull out like a ration and just like hold it out like you would to an animal. Here you go.
What are you going to do? Stop feeding people!
I can see we're all going to get on very well here. I must reiterate, don't get him wet and do not feed him after midnight.
She beats me.
Implying that the film Gremlins exists in this.
No, it's a rule for goblins. Now,
right, in the last
manual. Yeah. He may appear a little uncouth given present company, but I tell you, he is an adopted son of my own. He is gifted in the arcane arts.
Oh, yeah.
How I please you, mother. Don't hit me again, mother.
Show them the booyah.
He casts a fireball on a bookshelf.
Very good, young scholar. Very good. Wakanga quickly runs over and starts putting it out. Yes, it's very impressive, but less of it indoors, please.
I like this one. He is cool. He likes the fire.
He has a unique set of skills that I think will be important and useful for you on your journey. As you may have noticed, two of the adventuring party are missing, Pigeon and Song.
Slackers.
Yes.
That's what I say.
They are in
a
little spot of bother that I fear may not resolve itself for several weeks.
Andy?
Young Pigeon was caught stealing from somebody's home. Supposedly,
I bloody knew it.
Yes, supposedly with the assistance of Song.
You don't want us to rescue them?
I think in this instance, the political approach is the best one. Wakanga and I are, we're on the matter. There are forces at work here that we do not wish to get on the wrong side of. Very good.
Aye.
So, who can remember why we're here in Chult? It seems after your antics at the dinosaur race yesterday that some of you may have forgotten, although I will congratulate you on your win.
A lot of people are dying and then staying dead.
That's correct. That's also correct. I'm glad you've been paying attention and not meandered from your task as some of the others have.
Well, we've got a task and we're going to complete it, don't you worry.
Slackers. Again, I repeat, slackers.
Perhaps. We shall see. Importantly, I will give you this. And she hands over to you a rolled-up piece of parchment, which, when unfurled, reveals a map of the Chultern Peninsula, or at least some of it. You can see that all around the coastline has been mapped, and some of the area around Port Nainzaru, but most of the interior of the peninsula is kind of left blank. I will send you guys this map right now. If you're watching the stream, I'm sorry, I'm not sure I have the technical know-how to put it on the screen. I will endeavour to do so.
You're on the stream, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Hopefully you can just laugh along, you know? Laugh at if you have to, but...
anyway. I just kind of follow the map up to the goblin and I'm like, is this blank to you too?
Is it also food?
Yes.
No.
Yes. No, this one's not food.
No.
Keep it out of his mouth.
Powers in the chair again.
So, this map. Send. Will be your saving grace here on the Chiltern Peninsula, because without it, you will assuredly become lost, and perhaps even with it, you might become a little bit lost. But it's better than nothing. I've sent it in the Facebook. It's not sent yet because it's a big file. Don't worry. I'll hold it up. Hang on. I've got a real one.
Ooh.
There you go. Look at that.
It's blank.
Yeah. You guys are here.
Uh-huh.
Port 9 Zaru. It'll be in the Facebook, and it might be on the stream if I've done it right. So, the unfortunate truth is that we have no idea where this artifact, the Soulmonger, resides in the jungles. Sam, what are you doing, mate? On your phone in the stream? Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah, I've had enough of this, boys. Sorry.
This is fucking boring.
They're looking at the map, in case you don't know. They're dedicated players. You're currently in Port 9, Zaru. We have no idea where the Soulmonger is. I can only ask that you search out into the jungle and try to uncover clues as to where it may be.
I think Camp Righteous sounds like a good place to go.
Camp Righteous is certainly an option.
Right.
However, the reports say that some of these outposts in the jungle have been overrun by undead.
Undead, you say?
I say undead. Once
sounds
more.
Sounds better than a sky lizard.
A sky lizard?
It's on the map.
What?
She looks at the map for the word sky lizard.
Sky lizard mountains.
Oh, yes. You can't trust the naming conventions of these people. Their imaginations get carried away. I wouldn't worry about it.
She's a hack.
I don't know.
Silence now, come on. Good boy. You, I think, striking out for Camp Righteous could be a good idea. I would ask those more in the know, perhaps a guide, if they have heard more recent word than I.
Good thing we had a guide.
Yes, well, look, here our young friend will be able to take you at least some of the way. He has an intimate knowledge of some of the jungle, don't you?
He stole me from the cradle.
Yes, from the cradle. I have a very professional understanding with my children, all of them. They each have their role. I don't regret a thing.
Little one, how old are you?
That's very impolite. How old are you?
Count our birthdays.
I'm 401. I'm very proud.
There's nothing wrong with him. He's absolutely fine. He's here to do his job. He's a good boy.
Okay. I think we should get going.
Where does what's his name? Sam Shanks.
Yeah. Close enough. Doesn't matter anyway. We're all gonna die in the jungle.
No, we won't die in the jungle. There's no need for talk like that.
I only know part of the way, and the rest is crocodile and leeches.
He becomes awfully pessimistic after he's eaten. You should watch for that.
It sits in my gut like lead.
So, before you strike out on your journeys, we do have one small favour to ask of you. I will pass over to Wakanga.
She passes over to Wakanga. All right, guys, how's it going again? Nice to meet you again.
Nice to meet you too, mate.
I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that at all, sir.
What are you talking about?
I know where you're from. This is an authentic Cholton accent.
Yes, so is mine. East Cholton, you wouldn't understand.
A likely story. I need you guys to fulfill a small quest for me, and I'm perfectly willing to provide a reward. It sounds like if you're striking out in the direction of Camp Righteous, then you're headed in the right way anyway. Here,
oh, I got to fight.
You don't. Hopefully, if nothing goes wrong, if everything goes right, you won't have to fight everyone. What's happening?
Sorry, what?
I've had a very long day. Here, he pulls out a battered old sort of almost slightly wet wizard's tome, slaps it on the table in front of you with a slight splat. I've been given this from a guide out in the jungle. I should let you know, it once belonged to a wizard who has died. It's unfortunate. Ow. I don't know, they are dangerous in the jungle of Cholt.
That noise was just Wilhelm spitting his drink over.
Goblin, you can't eat this. I've spent a while deciphering the codes that the wizard has used to write in this journal, and he has detailed some of the locales of Cholt, although I must admit, in particularly poor detail. However, one thing I have stumbled across is mention of what is known as a shield guardian. Okay? Do any of you know what that is?
Yeah.
Good.
Sounds like something I can fact.
A shield guardian...
But I want you to say, because I'm not sure if you know.
I will just elaborate for their sake, then. A shield guardian is a mechanical, magical construct.
A magical construct, yeah.
Yeah, precisely. Your accent seems to have wavered, young man.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Essentially, even though the wizard is dead, it's likely that his shield guardian is still somewhere in the jungle. And the last known location from this tome, I will mark on your maps. He marks it on your maps. I'll mark it on your maps slightly later. It's a fair way down the river Soshenstar, which is the same river that Camp Righteous is on. So, it's in the right direction for you guys.
What's that little skull and crossbones on the way?
The little skull and crossbones is...
Oh, there's a key. Don't worry. Under territory. Lovely.
Yes.
It's a safe place.
It's safe for people who are already dead and back to life. Yes.
Yes.
So, I would like you to go out into the jungle and find this shield guardian. If I've interpreted the journal notes correctly, it is called Vorn. V-O-R-N.
Vorn.
Vorn.
And what's it look like? Do we have an image description?
It is vaguely humanoid, and it will have at least one shield. It will be deactivated because its owner is dead. It is deactivated but not destroyed, is my hope.
Oh, so you've got to go and destroy it?
No. That is exactly what I don't want.
So you wanted to bring it back?
I wanted to bring it back, that's correct. The way to control one of these shield guardians is a control amulet. And he shows you in this tome a picture of a little hexagonal amulet. It's got.
But you don't have it.
No, that's correct. That's why I'm sending you out into the jungles to retrieve it for me.
Shit.
Yes, what's wrong, Mr. Goblin?
doesn't seem very clever.
What is... what's your concern?
I'm a penis, and the wizard is his Debbie Rhodes. So, he probably wasn't very clever either.
Look, this party of adventurers is highly trained. They are, if you will, an elite squad. I'm confident that they will be able to recover the amulet from the wizard's dead body and bring it back to me. With your help, of course.
No, it's his dead body.
Wizard's still dead, then.
Dead or dead?
The wizard is dead.
How's that?
The wizard is completely dead.
Not back from the dead, then.
Well, with the death curse, it seems unlikely. Do you mean, is he undead? I cannot answer that question.
Yeah, is he undead?
I cannot answer that question, I'm afraid.
It's cool, we're resistant to necrotic damage.
That's all right, then.
That doesn't matter.
I wouldn't worry about it, then. You'll probably be fine. Save for this location of Vaughn, I've got no idea of the whereabouts of the control amulet. If you're lucky, it will be with the dead body of the wizard, right by the shield guardian. But, you know.
What's at that location?
That, I believe, is where the shield guardian will be, possibly even still stood up.
What else is there? Is it a forest? Is it a house?
It is jungle.
Okay.
That is my understanding.
All right.
Why was this wizard out there with this shield guardian, and why do you want this man's shield guardian?
I want a shield guardian because Port Nanzara can be dangerous for a man like me.
No, what? But that... Oh, man like you, you say?
Yes, I'm a merchant prince.
And what kind of man are you?
I'm a merchant prince. I'm a very valuable man. I'm constantly... I'm a male model. And, frankly, life gets dangerous on the runway, okay?
Yes. Yes, it does.
How much are we getting for this?
How much are you getting? Well... I have something that is better than money for you. I have a wondrous spell book. It contains 15 spells.
That's not very
helpful. Someone who's not a spellcaster.
You would be able to use the spells as scrolls, even if you cannot learn them yourselves. Plus,
can I have a look?
No, you may not have a look.
Run!
However, I am perfectly happy to give each of you, including our new goblin friend, 50 gold pieces in advance to pay for expenses.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. You take this on goodwill, and Syndra will follow up for me. Here, each of you may take a small purse. And he gives you each a small purse. Spend it wisely.
Yeah,
50 gold pieces, 50 gold pieces.
50, you say?
Yes, a 50.
As in a 5 and a 0.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Now, as your new guard knows, he does what he wants with his money, don't judge. It's the
They're
safest
not
place.
Talking us.
That's gold, champion.
Now, as this young goblin knows, there are some dangers in Chult. I would recommend highly that you buy at least one rain catcher. I'd recommend that you buy yourselves insect repellent. And it is up to you, but I would recommend that you buy a charter of exploration. All sound good?
Yeah,
too many people speaking at the same time. I can't keep track of all these voices. Young gnome, old gnome, talk to me first.
Go to the shop.
Yes, I would recommend that you do go to the shop. Young man. I can't do you a deal, although I can sell you a rather niche subset. I am the merchant prince of lore and of magic items, so if you need magic items, I'm the man.
What kind of magic items you got?
Well, I'll tell you. And he whacks out his logbook. It looks a bit like this.
He whacks it?
logbook.
That's all right. That's what the type of man he is.
I can sell you potions, any common potion, any uncommon potion, or I can sell you spell scrolls, first or second level. You know what I mean. All
right. Let me guess, some of these are more than 50 gold.
My cheapest potion is 80 gold pieces, yes.
Great.
I'm sorry, but I'm not prepared to negotiate on price. These are the prices I set, and that is that.
How much do you want the guardian?
I want that guardian enough. Anything you find on your way, you're welcome to keep for yourself, but you're headed out into the jungle anyway.
Yeah,
anything we find on our way.
Hang on, what did you say, Valmar?
I said that too.
And yes, anything you find on your way is yours to keep.
Anything we find on our way there.
Yes.
I can't take anything from his house.
No. Young man, please put that back. It's, once you're beyond the city walls.
It's fine to escape. Because you said it.
It's fine to escape, but not in my own home. I will use spells. At this point, Syndra leans in and she takes off her silver mask. And this is the first time that any of you have seen her without her mask on. And you can see the sort of black veins are creeping across her face, and part of it around her cheek is beginning to sort of almost crumble away. As much as you may think the jungles are a laughing matter, I can assure you the death curse is not. Please do not disrespect this man who has welcomed us into his home by stealing his goods.
I start to put something back, and I'm like, yes, we should be respectful.
Thank you, Wilhelm. I'm glad you get the message.
The little joke. God.
Joking time is over, young man. I'm dying.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you keep saying.
Time to cry.
We're here, aren't we? We're helping. We're leaving now. We're going to go save you.
Yes. Good. Wrap it up, young man. Let's go.
Thank you. Please take your leave. And she replaces her mask. So.
Come on, goblin boy. We're off to the fish
hole. You've spent enough time in Port Nyzara to know that the place to buy is the Grand Bazaar. It's pretty close to the centre of the city. It doesn't take too long for you guys to get there if that's where you would like to purchase your goods. Okay, sweet. So, what exactly are you looking for?
Well, it's a pretty Grand Bazaar.
Sorry?
Wow.
Insect repellent. Yeah, I think that's a good shout. As I just told you it was. Very good. Very good. You've been listening.
And I'm willing to sell a goblin for
them. Not again,
man. Okay.
I'll take literally one silver piece for
them. Oh, you cruel, cruel man. So, if you...
No, a bronze.
I've lost Dan and pretty much everyone else. Oh, hold up.
Really?
I'm here.
Hang on. No, yeah, sorry, you're all back. I had a little warning that came up. It said your connection's unstable, but it's fixed itself.
Nice.
So in the Grand Bazaar...
Can I buy some more rope as well?
You certainly can. Everything sorry. Here... No, it's fine. Everything here is available for its regular prices from the player's handbook. And there are also several special items available to you, including a canoe or two, or however many you want, insect repellent, a rain catcher, or however many you want, tedge, which is a regional alcohol, and yickelwa, which is a kind of spear that most Choltans use.
Weapons.
Weapons. All the usual weapons are here.
No, I don't use weapons.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, can I buy some Tej?
You certainly can buy some Tej. You can buy a 1-gallon cask for 2 silver pieces.
Cool, that'll do.
Or if you just want a little drink, a little something to quench your thirst, you can buy a cup for 4 silver pieces. 4 copper pieces, sorry.
Nah. Big old boy. Nah, big old boy, 2 silvers.
Nice. Okay, so you meet this exuberant Tej salesman who sells you a cask of this honey-like alcohol. He's very insistent that his Tej is the best Tej in all of Port Nines, aren't
he? Is there a sign like next to him of the other merchant that's like the best Tej?
Yeah, pretty much everywhere you go.
I heard that go was better. You know,
no, that is incorrect. That is very incorrect. He is a notorious liar. My Tej is the best Tej in the whole of Port Nines, Oreo, I assure you.
Well, I know. I heard his was the best.
No, he gave me a taste.
It was very good. Can I have a taste of yours to just check?
Certainly, yeah. He gives you a little cup to taste from.
Lovely job. No, I don't know, mate. I don't know.
I've heard that he puts mosquitoes in his Tej. I cannot believe that it is true, but this is what I've heard.
He puts mosquitoes in his Tej.
Oh,
he
said Tej.
I'm gonna go buy the stuff we need.
Okay, cool. If you want to follow the river, it would be advisable to buy a canoe.
buy a canoe.
Sorry?
I can see that going perfectly.
Yeah. That's marketing. Remember the last time we bought a canoe?
So, you'll only need one canoe because they can hold up to 6 medium creatures.
No, we all want a canoe.
I'll be not there. Seems like you can keep them in order pretty well.
I ate my gold.
A canoe is 50 gold pieces if you'd like to buy a canoe.
Good.
Well, one canoe then.
One canoe is what I meant.
I want one canoe.
Is there a 2-for-1 deal on?
Do you want to make me a persuasion check?
Oh, I got a nat 20.
Yay!
Yeah, for the winner of the dinosaur race. 2-for-1.
One canoe for 13 gold or whatever, I don't know.
What's that?
How much silver is there in the gold?
10.
Yeah, everyone gave me 12 gold and 5 silver and I'll buy it for 10.
I'll give you the 12 gold, 5 silver.
12 gold, 5 silver.
Cool.
I don't think you're getting that money out of that goblin.
It's lost in his own intestine. It's like 3 days to live at this point, so. It's like.
Insect repellent is. You can buy a block of incense, which you can burn for 1 silver piece. Each of those lasts for 8 hours, so a rest. Or you can buy a vial of it, or a gourd of it, or a little pot of it for 1 gold pieces, which contains 20 applications, which will last for 24 hours.
Okay, 24 hours each?
Each application is 24 hours, yeah. It's a nice greasy paste that one can spread all over one's body.
Okay, a nice gourd.
Wherever you want it, you can spread it.
Put the lotion on. Yeah.
I'll take a bottle of the salve.
I'll take one. Cool.
I think a goblin is probably relatively immune to the bites of insects as it is, as you are a native of the jungles of
Chalk. Just like when I go to bed, I pop.
Gold.
1 gold piece, yes, please.
For 20 cells.
Yeah. The other thing you might wish to buy is a rain catcher.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You can drink the water of the jungle, but it will need boiling first. And if you can't find enough to boil, then you run the risk of dehydration. But a rain catcher is something you can set up overnight to ensure that you have enough water.
I have cook's utensils if anyone wants to hunt, and I'll cook. Because the only way I can hunt is by using Firebolt.
How much water does that get us?
A rain catcher will get you 2 gallons of drinking water per inch of rainfall, which is likely to be enough every night because it rains almost constantly here.
It's got limitless uses,
lest it get broken or stolen.
Gold.
They are one gold piece each.
One gold piece each.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need one each?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't need one each, but you would be relying on natural water otherwise.
I've got one. I've just bought one.
I got one.
Terrible drinks in the river. Take these chances.
Your goblin can indeed drink the river water if he wishes. He will be fine.
I lean into the bard and I'm kind of like, I give the goblin 3 weeks.
Goblin 3 days. Rations,
that is a spectacular idea.
The goblin jumps in front of every arrow, eats anything.
Organic, is it not?
Rations, for one day's worth of ration, is 5 silver pieces. The most common form of ration available in Port Nyanzaru is dinosaur jerky or fresh fruit.
Oh, yeah, 10 dinosaur jerky.
Yeah, same. 10 dino jerky.
Yeah, same.
For 5 gold.
Okay. Is your goblin friend buying any?
I'll move back.
Eat off the land.
Good man. Yeah. So, a charter of exploration, asking around at the market, you discover, is something that the Flaming Fist have imposed upon the Junglers of Chult. The Flaming Fist are a mercenary organisation who often operate out of Baldur's Gate. In fact, they are the de facto police force of Baldur's Gate. And they have taken it upon themselves to colonise Chult against the wishes of many of the local Chultans. Now, not only have they had the absolute cheek to come over and start building forts, but they are also now insisting that people buy charters of exploration to explore the jungles of Chult. And if one is caught out in Chult without one of these charters, they could be very well thrown into a prison by these colonial nutjobs.
Doesn't seem very
lawful. Do we all need one, or one for the party?
It's one for the party. However, you can't buy them out of Port Nyanzaru.
But how do we explore?
Well,
we go speak to the bank.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. I want to take this up with the court.
Well, good luck. So, the Flaming Fist operate out of Fort Beluarian.
We've got to get there.
Can I get some soap?
Sorry?
Can I get some soap?
You can absolutely get some soap.
Wait, how many rations do we need?
I bought 10 days worth of rations.
I'll buy 10 days worth of rations. How much is that?
Okay. 5 gold.
5 silver.
5 gold.
Fuck me.
That didn't matter.
Just spending bloody money.
What you did
So you can tell that this expedition to where Vaughan is marked on the map is going to be around 15 days there, 15 days back, if you make good time.
Cool.
It's cool. We'll hunt. It'll be cool. Don't need rations.
We get fishing tackle.
You could buy some fishing tackle, yeah, and attempt to fish from your canoes.
That's a bloody good idea. I'll cook.
Right, okay.
Nice.
I will just tackle the dinos and strangle them. Good man.
So, are you opting to go without a charter of exploration, or are you going to try and head to Fort Beluarian? Okay. Fort Beluarian itself is, depending on how you choose to get there, if you walked as the crow flies, it would take you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days roughly.
I can walk faster than a crow.
I don't think you can.
You have to walk there to get this one. Isn't there some sort of application system, like a postal vote?
Unfortunately, the Flaming Fist have made it quite difficult to get one of these charters. It's almost as if they want to catch your adventuring parties out in the jungle without.
Fine, it's cool. We're lawfully here.
We eat them if we find them.
Oh, I don't know what.
Alexis, man. I like this man.
Me like. Are you a cannibal?
No. We don't want to enable the language.
They might be elves or halflings or.
Do we have. You can make fire, we don't need to change the block. This is understand.
I've got a name
behind this operation.
It's okay.
I've ate a halfling in my time, if you know what I mean.
I do. I eat them with the fire and the legs slowly.
Oh, I thought this man was being euphemistic.
Okay. Fingers one by one. Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Indeed. It is as you are making your decision on the Charter of Exploration that there is a rather unfortunate occurrence in the market, in the bazaar, just a few stalls down from you.
Oh no.
Oh yes, I'm afraid so. There are warnings, shouts of warning, and I need each of you, please, to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh no. Good grief. Oh, this can only end one way.
9.
Incredible. 13.
13.
6.
Okay. Come on, Balmar, use the brain.
Oh, I've got a 21.
Oh, sorry. Very good. So, the Grey Stag twins, you both succeed in avoiding a stall as it collapses down in front of you. Unfortunately, the goblin and gnome are crushed underneath as this enormous vat of Tej collapses down onto them.
Tasty.
So, our dear friends are going to take dice on the floor. 6 points of bludgeoning damage as this stool collapses around you.
Oh no. This is the second time a food related item has fallen on me.
What's everybody's.
I'm unconscious.
Oh no, that is rough.
Oh yeah, he has 5 hit points. He's down already.
What's everybody's passive perceptions?
Is the goblin down?
The goblin is unconscious. 10,
okay,
11.
Wait. I'll use. Can I cast a spell?
You can. Tell me what your passive perception is first, please.
It's 10.
Okay, cool.
I'll use the normal one. Where is it? Like healing hand. He gets 1 hit point.
How generous.
That's all I could do. It's equal to my level.
David is lying. He's crushed. Kill him now. Have mercy.
I'll keep you alive. Don't worry.
I can feel it. Crushed.
So So people are dashing away from this collapsed stall all around you with screams and shouts. There are a couple of people pinned underneath it, including our gnome and goblin companions. Let's roll initiative, please.
Eight.
Six. 12. 8, Valmar. 6 for Malark. 12 for Wilhelm.
Wilhelm?
Wilhelm. What did our goblin companion get?
11.
11.
Oh, I thought that was a 2. That was tragic.
What did you go for? What's your goblin's name, sorry?
Jabshanks, technically.
Jabshanks.
Murdersack, if you want his last family name.
Thank you.
Did he use the last name, or...?
I mean, I think Cedar is a bad mother. I should just call their children horrible things.
Yeah.
I am.
So, Wilhelm, you've been knocked flat onto your bottom.
Damn. Can I see any trouble that's going on?
You will have to make a perception check with disadvantage because you're pinned under a stall.
No, I would rather push this off me.
Okay, please make me a strength check.
Natural 20.
Very nice. With supernomian strength, you manage to heave this timber off of you and throw it all the way across to the other side of the street.
Get this timber box off me.
Unpinning yourself, Jabshanks, and you can see two unconscious Chultons.
Oh, crap.
Jabshanks, it is then your go.
What is the urgency here? Is it the unconscious?
That could be. Yeah, that's all that you guys have perceived of the situation. Yes.
As I lifted it, I was like, "Don't eat them."
Even that little bit.
What has happened?
Jabshanks got one of the unconscious Chultons.
Nice. Okay. Make me an attack roll with advantage.
Oh, he has minus one to everything, by the way, I should let you know. I didn't spend his point by, so he's got like 8 and everything.
Lovely.
11.
11. Yeah, you very easily sever the little finger of one of these unconscious people and begin chowing down on it.
Sorry! What?
Seemingly from nowhere, an arrow flies towards you, Malark. It gets a 16 to hit.
Hang on, let me find my character sheet quick. it would hit, but I cast shield.
Very nice. So, as this arrow slashes through the air towards you, you hear it whistling in a split second before it hits you and manage to cast this radiant glowing shield of magic around yourself. And the arrow incinerates in a puff of white smoke. Looking up at the arrow's direction, you can see that where this massive kind of hogshead cask of Tej was pushed over, you can see someone, you can just make out a figure behind it, sort of lurking behind it. They just popped out, loose this arrow, and popped back. They're probably, so it was on the tier above you guys, so they're about 10 feet up. From where you're stood, it's probably about 30 feet. And it is indeed your go, Valmar.
Can I get there?
So, unless you've got a way of climbing up a vertical face 10 feet, you will not be able to reach them. Huh?
Can I attempt to jump?
You can attempt to jump and haul yourself up, yeah, but that will take your whole action.
Okay, so I'm going to start by bardically inspiring my brother. Like, come on, let's get him.
Woo woo!
So you could add a d6 onto an ability check in this tank while I was saving them.
Nice.
And then I'll go and attempt to sort of haul myself up this 10 foot. I mean, 10 foot's not that high.
No, it's not that high. Just make me an athletics check, please.
Oh, I'm good at athletics. 24.
Oh, you easily scale this thing. You jump and you're pretty much all the way up it, and then you just pop yourself over the top. And you can see very clearly here, behind the overturned cask is a woman wearing purple robes. As you get close, she begins to back away from you. Malark.
So that's the woman that shot me.
It seems to be, yep, she's holding a bow.
Yeah, okay. And so I've got to get over a little 10-foot thing to get to her.
Yeah, there's a tier. The bazaar has tiers.
Sure. These unconscious people
yes.
that are currently being eaten.
Yeah, only one of them.
do they look like they're going to die if I don't help them?
They look like they need medical attention, yeah. I mean, they're face down in an inch of tetch, so...
Oh, God. Okay. Which one looks... Well, probably the one without a finger. I'm gonna cast... or should I just help them out first?
That's entirely up to you, my friend.
Because if I cast it, they're in the same boat. They're just going to have more hit points to lose. oh God. I look at the gnome who's out of it and I go, you're stronger than me, help these blokes out, and then jump up.
Okay, make me an athletics check, please.
It's probably not going to work.
No way.
Why not?
Asking the barb to heal.
No, not heal, help, you're strong. Ask you to heal them.
Heal them with your mighty muscles.
Oh, that's technically not a roll because it did this.
I don't need to. Oh, Tom. Yeah, go on, roll it again.
Do we need to roll again?
Yes.
Great shot.
A cocked die doesn't count if you're barbed in the pan.
Okay. I mean. It's not great.
Go on, what is it?
It's a 6.
Yeah, you could use your bardic inspiration.
I could! It's now an 11.
With your brother's encouragement, you managed to clamber up this sheer face and right yourself atop. And you've now got this this woman flanked.
Good.
But we only see one woman.
It appears just to be the one, yes. Wilhelm
to the rescue. So last time I pushed that up, I got up.
Yep.
You said there's two people on the floor face down.
That's correct. One of them has had its finger removed and eaten by your goblin friend.
Is that good?
Look at the goblin, I'm like, naughty boy, not again. Would I have to pick up one at a time, or can I just flick both up?
Are you hoping... What exactly are you hoping to do? They're unconscious.
I want to roll them over so they're not face down in Tej.
Yep, that's fine. You can do that.
Or both or just one?
You could use your... You can use one... Do one for free, or you can do them both using your action.
Both using my action.
Okay, yep. It's easy for you. You're a strong... No.
Cool, so I just kind of flip them over.
Nice, so you dash over, sending splatters of Tej all over the place, but you manage to stop these poor individuals from drowning in a honey alcohol.
I also kind of just stand in front of them, in front of the goblin, be like, no.
Jabshanks, how do you respond?
Jabshanks, don't scold Jabshanks, that's it. He will destroy the evidence!
So, Tej is flammable, right?
Yeah, mildly.
Wait a bit!
Damn, not gonna murder. Meredith would be. So he's gonna sort of crawl through the hedge, like he's gonna get down hands and knees and crawl over to like the gnome's like feet.
Nice.
And just grab onto like the road. Like, I can't beat me, master! And JJ's not doing better, he won't give it back to Vika! Bombing up finger and gold on the
nice. Yeah, you roll me a d4. Actually, make it a d6. I'm generous.
Oh, yeah.
Four gold pieces and one human finger splatter onto the floor by your feet, Wilhelm.
Great.
Do you scoop it up or are you just leaving it there?
I'm just leaving it there.
Very nice. Okay, realizing that she is surrounded, this woman turns to you, Malloc, and begins to cast a spell. I need you, please, to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom, you say?
That's correct, yes.
Oh. Fuck!
What did you get?
8?
Yeah. That, 8. Unfortunately, that is not good. This woman leans in close and whispers something in your ear, and you feel brilliant. Strangely compelled to push your brother off of this ledge.
No.
You do. You really do.
Nah, I don't want to.
Nah.
Thankfully, it's Valmar's turn first.
Right,
what's
she being quite naughty?
You could say that.
I'm gonna attack her with my swords.
Okay.
And I rolled a 23.
That is a sturdy hit on this woman.
Oh,
I'm bearing.
Seven damage,
thank you very much. You would expect any ordinary individual to crumble under such a blow. But she quite deftly dodges as it slashes across her arm. And although she takes the hit, you think she must be more resilient than most.
I will publicly inspire my brother again. Snap out of it, mate. Get out.
I'm going to be really good at pushing you off this cliff.
Yeah, Malloc, you feel seriously compelled to send your brother flying.
How compelled?
You feel like you must do it.
Like, I must, and then...
Like you're bionically inspired to do it.
Yeah.
But right, I feel like I've got a strength of 7.
Mm.
So me pushing you probably won't work.
You could attempt to trip him. You could attempt to.
You said push.
Well, yeah. I did say push. So, so please go ahead and make me an athletics check.
Can I not?
No. Unfortunately, not. And you need
just
to.
Do it.
You need to add your bardic inspiration dice to it as well, please. Valmar, you can...
Oh, fuck!
I need you to make either an athletics check or an acrobatics check, your choice.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
What's your
21.
Nice.
Oh, see, I got 19, but it's minus 2, so...
Yeah. Okay. Did you add your dice?
I did.
Okay. So you run up towards your brother... and attempt to give him a mighty shove, but he braces himself up against the edge of this tier, and I presume gives you a rather strange look.
Sorry.
Wilhelm.
Wilhelm, now standing over the body is Will. Could I do a medicine check to try and stabilize one of them?
Yeah, you certainly can, yeah.
Cool.
And in fact, if you're gonna try and perform a Heimlich maneuver,
I will be generous and allow you to make a strength medicine check.
Yeah! That makes it a 12.
Yeah, it's enough, just. Are you doing this to the defingered one or to the fully fingered one?
No, the one with a finger. I look between them and I'm like, this one's going to want to wake up first. So I go to the one.
Okay, yeah, they cough up a load of this Tej and look at you with fear in their eyes before realising that you're on their side. However, shocked by the experience, they do scurry off into the bazaar. Malak, I forgot to say you can make me another wisdom saving throw to see if you can overcome the effects of this spell.
I probably won't.
We've lost Dan again, haven't we?
No, I'm going to find someone else to roll. Hang on.
Oh, you're back then. It's okay. They've sprinted off into the bazaar.
No, I heard of them.
Cool.
Oh, incredible. So that is an 11.
An 11 won't cut it, unfortunately.
Brilliant.
Jabshanks, your new master has just resuscitated one of these poor individuals.
Healer.
kind of a screaming miracle for a bit. Those who seem pretty like they're dealing with the problem, right? Or were dealing with the problem.
From your perspective.
We've got it. Just go. Don't worry about it.
I like you, so that seems to be going well. So we're just going to start, I guess, lapping up the Tej.
Yeah.
Find good food can't go to waste.
Exactly.
Make sure. Get some of that, and you guys keep looking on to the people and over them.
Nice.
They're objects now.
Yeah. So. You get a good mouthful of this stuff, a good few mouthfuls. You do notice a few mosquitoes in it, which is weird, but they must have just got caught in the collapse. No one would put mosquitoes in their Tej. Will you make me a constitution saving throw, please?
Yes, I will.
This is an awful lot of Tej for a young goblin to be drinking. Four. You feel inebriated. This has gone right to your head. It's probably the sweetness. So you're poisoned for the time being. The purple-robed woman, seeing that you're having some difficulty launching your brother from this tier, takes a few steps back. In fact, she runs back about 30 feet, turns towards you again, and fires an arrow towards Valmar. She gets a 19 to hit.
That does hit.
Okay. In that case, you are going to have to take 7 points of piercing damage from this bow. Or from the arrow, I suppose.
Okay.
You still good?
Yeah, I'm still alive, yeah.
Okay, sweet. So she has just run off in between the stalls now. It looks like she's making a getaway. It's then your go, Valmar.
Well, I'll chase her down at 30. Well, no, I'll start by casting Healing Word on myself.
Okay.
Bear with me. While I go to D4.
I bear.
Okay, I've healed myself for 8.
Lovely. Very good.
I'm then gonna run after her and attack her.
Okay, as you run past your brother, he's compelled once again to try and shove you off the edge. this time, just make an attack roll using strength, and Sam the same, either athletics or acrobatics.
That's gonna be. Hang on, attack roll. I don't actually have any attacks.
Just
attack. Attack.
You got 8.
Yeah.
I've got a +0 to hit, so okay. That's a 7.
Oh, it is very close. As you sprint past, he catches you off balance, and you like swing over, and it's only by grabbing onto the cask you manage to pull yourself past him. And as you run away towards this woman, you see your brother turn with malice in his eyes.
Oh no.
He wants me off that ledge so bad.
She's mine.
But yeah, I'm gonna have her again with the sword.
Yep.
18.
18 is a hit.
Ten damage.
Ooh. She curses at you. What languages do you speak?
I speak Celestial, Common, Elvish, and Primordial. Because if you let me pick any language, I pick stupid one.
Yeah. Despite your repertoire of languages, the one in which she has chosen to spit at you in is not one you recognise. It could perhaps be Chultun, but there's something about it that indicates to you it might be an older language than that. Malark, your brother's still not off that ledge.
I can't believe it, to be honest with you.
So once again, you feel compelled to do something about it. Yeah, so you're going to have to go and try and grapple him.
Can I not fire fireball?
Who are you going to... Is it a bonus action or is it an action?
It's an action.
In that case, no. You need to run and try and grapple your brother.
Okay.
Tom hates having his characters controlled.
bollocks. Okay. So that's a...
Sam, same as usual, please.
What am I doing again? Grappling?
Athletics, please.
Athletics?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 15.
Not bad.
I got 15.
Oh, this is so close.
Fuck you, Harry.
No way.
You managed to, like, rest your brother off. Like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm making a wisdom saving throw.
You certainly can.
It's going to be bad. Certainly is. 6.
No.
concentrating on this.
Wilhelm.
Seeing that it worked last time, I'll Heimlich the other way again.
Nice.
Cool.
Strength medicine.
With strength again?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a 19.
19. Once again, you save the life of this Chilton. This one is shook.
I just threw him aside.
He is missing a finger. Oh. And he immediately just goes, oh my god, what? And starts screaming.
I hand it over to him. Here we go.
He like takes it.
The car fell on it.
And he just sits there. He's in so much shock he can't even bring himself to act.
Never mind the teeth marks. It was a shelf.
If you wanted to try and clamber up the tier, you would be able to do so because you still have your movement left.
I would love to, please. Ooh.
Yes, you will be making your check with disadvantage.
I am small. Is it athletics?
Yes, it is. So it's in your favour.
9.
Unfortunately, your arms are just a fraction too short. You managed to like pop up on top of some crates to make a bit of the distance, but yeah, can't quite make it. Jab Shanks.
Oh, Jesus. Jeff Dan's looking at the person who has holding their finger. And I mean, not looking guilty, but looking like you'd rather not be involved in the resolution of this deductive process that the guy's going through. So he casts the only study I've prepared because he only has one spell prepared because he has intelligence of 8.
Nice.
He casts Expedition for Truth on himself. And use it to flee Golden Speed.
No.
somewhere out under a car or somewhere like that isn't being monitored.
Yeah, you can quite easily get behind these crates. There's a big pile of crates, or even underneath them, that Wilhelm is trying to use as...
Like, oh, yeah, rewalls into the crates, picks up and down there.
Unseen, silent. That brings us back around to this woman. She's going to dash to try and get away from you, Valmar. You will get an attack of opportunity against her as she begins like sprinting, and she's really going hell for leather now, away through the stalls.
Fourteen's
a hit.
Seven damage again.
Seven, okay. So while you land a solid swing on her, she does unfortunately sprint off into this crowded marketplace, and you pretty quickly lose track of her. It's your go, so you can make me a perception check if you want to try and find her. But if you fail it, it looks like you've lost your quarry.
Yeah, I'm going to do a deception.
Okay.
Nine.
Yeah, unfortunately, she's wearing traditional Chilton garb. She just blends right in, and you lose sight of her. Thankfully, though, whatever was afflicting your brother seems to pass. And his eyes kind of change subtly, and he kind of shakes his head.
The hell happened?
Are we done up there? Did you get her?
No, she got away.
Yeah, this idiot didn't even kill her.
What? I stayed down here and I didn't get her? Oh, damn it.
Can I see a sack somewhere in the mess of stuff?
A sack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick up the sack and I'm gonna go to the goblin and try and put the goblin in the sack.
I'm in a super speed right now. We're like 90 feet a turn. People like catching roadrunner goblin.
It doesn't look like this is gonna be possible. I will allow you to make maybe a.
Now it's happening.
I'll let you make an athletics check. But probably with disadvantage, and I'm going to give Jabshanks advantage on his acrobatics check to dodge.
I got 18.
Oh.
Oh no.
But I rolled a nat 20.
Definitely gets a 5.
So despite your superior speed, you are currently under a pile of crates, so you do get cornered relatively easily.
He immediately sets on fire. And covered in alcohol, so we're
Jabshanks quite quickly burns through this sack that you've got him in, and I like to think that his just his little legs pop out the bottom.
Fire and
why is life so cruel to those who are ugly? Yeah. Can I just? I feel really bad, so I just kind of go over, see the way he's going. And I just go, oh guys,
he started eating someone.
So I just take my war pick.
Yeah. You're gonna try and liberate him from life.
Cool.
Yeah, kill it.
Pretty much. Let's put it that way.
Would you let it live? Would you?
He's on fire. He's in pain.
Yeah. Make me an attack roll.
He's basically a slave. That 20.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
You only need to do 6 damage to kill it outright, by the way. Just,
okay. So we'll do good criticals. What's a war pick's damage?
D8.
Okay, so it's gonna be 8 plus 3. Plus
that's a 4, so
15
total. Plus 3 plus 4. Cool.
15 is enough to true kill this poor goblin.
Everyone kill him.
So,
What the hell?
You're my best friend.
No, I liked him, but sacrifice his money.
So Jabshanks' poor body hits the floor as you retrieve your war pick from it.
How the hell are we going to explain this?
He ran away.
God damn.
Amazing.
You ran away.
can I also I try to kick him into some bushes?
What was that?
He was on guard.
Just trying, like,
he literally was on guard, Dan.
I push
whatever you name.
Yeah, you can push him back underneath those crates where he was. Okay, and with that, we will end the session. Thank you if you tuned in and stayed to watch a while. That was a lot of fun. I didn't even kill Ollie's character.
I can't believe you killed it.
I'm the master of everything. Oh, thanks.
No, that wasn't lawful.
That was not.
I'm not lawful.
I feel like I'm gonna have to fight you.
So
we end this campaign by us all just killing each other.
Have you been watching many Dreadfuls? yeah, pretty much. But it was with good reason.
Life is a cruel place.
It certainly is.
It's just pretty man. He was suffering.
So before we finish up, we'll go around and just introduce ourselves. Sam, do you want to start?
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm Josh's brother. I think what he does is good.
Thanks, Sam. Tom.
Hi, I'm Tom. Yeah.
Good man. Dan.
About it.
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm a freelance writer. You can find me on Twitter at Dan the Hunt. You can also find today out in release JVC Parry's own Call from the Deep.
What?
Oh, look.
Can you?
Dan. Where?
Don't take my stuff, mate.
Where could we possibly buy it?
And
how much does it retail for?
Dear me.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Look, what am I going to say now? You've taken my stuff. Ollie.
Hi, Ollie. I ruined Josh's game. Following him around like a poltergeist. This. Embedding myself into every single one of them and corrupt it from the inside out until all the characters are miserable and killing each other.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I have nothing about the dash. I could sell this to the professional stuff. I'm not going to honestly with that.
Well, I'll take the liberty of saying that Oliver writes loads of great Ravenloft stuff for DM's Guild, so once you've finished buying whatever else is you're buying, you can buy his stuff. Hey, I think it came out today your cows won, didn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's miserable. You gotta find some cows and die in the process, it's really miserable, it's not heroic at all.
So buy that one. All right. Thank you very much for tuning in, if you did indeed do so. And we will see you all next week. Bye.
Not specified time.
Nah, whatever.